You guys got anything full-time, part-time? How comfortable are you with the lowlife? So lingerie for 3 years in Newark. You're good to go.
Stephanie Plum is out of work, laid off from her department store job, and back in the Trenton, New Jersey, working-class neighborhood where she grew up. It does give her a chance to visit with the family.
Stephanie started a new job?
Yeah, I did. Doing the bounty hunter thing. We're going after Joe Morelli.
Didn't you run him over with a car?
Ugly rumor. Never happened.
She's hired by her cousin Vinny to be a recovery agent. That's the formal title for a bounty hunter who tracks down and apprehends suspects who've been released on bail but have failed to show up for a court appearance or jumped bail. Stephanie sets out to bring in her man, actually the guy she dated for a while in high school, who is now a fugitive.
Stephanie Plum. Vinny sent you to bring me in.
You're going down, bro.
You know what?
You're sexy as hell.
Katherine Heigl, known for her role on the TV medical drama Grey's Anatomy and for numerous romantic comedies, dyed her blonde hair brunette and adopted an edgy Jersey girl attitude to play Stephanie.
I just think that there's something about her that's really endearing. She's a decent person with a big heart, and she's sort of fearless and courageous, but perpetually puts herself in situations where she's just in over her head, but doesn't take herself very seriously, doesn't take other people too seriously. She has this sort of great perspective on life that happens to be really funny and witty and charming as well.
They blew up our car.
Excuse me, whose car?
Your car. You want it back?
She's sort of that hapless heroine that you don't get a lot of. You sort of get the overly perfect heroines that you can never aspire to be like, but Stephanie's sort of an everyday girl.
It was more than an everyday job for Heigl, who also produced the film based on the first Stephanie Plum novel published in 1994.
The murder mystery storyline's kind of dark and a little edgy and gives a vibe that is not purely chick flickish, because I think it isn't just a girl's movie, and I think it's a good time for everyone, men included.
There are 18 novels in the Stephanie Plum series, and if One for the Money is successful, Katherine Heigl hopes to put more of the books on film. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.